This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Biden is on his first overseas trip as president with an agenda to reassert the United States on the world stage. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Biden's trip kicks off in the UK. He hopes to steady European allies deeply shaken by his predecessor. He also believes the West must publicly demonstrate it can compete economically with China as the world emerges from the pandemic and push democracy as the only defense to rising forces of authoritarianism. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
He does want to show, rallying the rest of the world's democracies, that democracies are the countries that can best deliver solutions for people everywhere.
The eight-day trip ends with President Putin, where Sullivan says Biden will make clear.
If certain kinds of harmful activities continue to occur, there will be responses.
I'm Julie Walker.
News reports say the United States is set to buy a half billion more doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to share globally. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
According to people familiar with the plan, President Biden tomorrow will announce the administration's going to buy 500 million doses for sharing through the global COVAX alliance.
To help donate more doses to poor countries around the world.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan would not confirm the plan while flying to Europe with the president. Sources say 200 million doses would be shared this year and the rest in the first half of next year. The announcement comes days after the White House unveiled plans to start sharing America's existing vaccine surplus with other nations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On Wall Street, just before the close, all three major indices, the Dow, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ, were in negative territory. There's more news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The leader of the Nigerian extremist group Boko Haram, Abubakar Shekau, has killed himself, according to a jihadi group linked to the Islamic State group. An audio recording purportedly from Abu Musab al-Barnawi, the leader of the Islamic State West Africa province, said Shekau detonated explosives, killing himself after a battle between the two groups. The audio message follows media reports last month that Shekau, one of Africa's most wanted men, blew himself up to evade capture by ISWAP fighters. This is the first time his death has been publicly acknowledged. There had been several false reports about Shekau's death in the past, with Shekau later appearing in videos to refute them. Insurgents shot dead at least 10 Afghans working for an agency clearing landmines in an attack on their camp in the north of the country. Reuters' Emily Wither has more.
The Halo Trust said in a statement that an unknown armed group killed at least 10 of its Afghan staff. More than a dozen people were wounded. The agency said there were 110 workers at the camp, and an official said that most of the survivors fled to nearby villages. The Interior Ministry said the gunmen were Taliban insurgents, though the group denied involvement. After decades of conflict, Afghanistan is strewn with mines and unexploded ordnance. Agencies have been working to clear them in the years since the Taliban were ousted in 2001. The Taliban frequently attack demining workers because government officials say the workers often help to defuse roadside bombs that insurgents have planted.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. An internal investigation has determined that the decision to use force, including pepper pellets, flashbang grenades, and officers on horseback to clear racial justice protesters from an area near the White House last year, was not influenced by then-President Donald Trump's plan to stage a photo opportunity at the spot. The report released Wednesday by the Interior Department's Inspector General concludes that U.S. Park Police cleared demonstrators from near Lafayette Park last June 1st, so that a contractor could get started installing new fencing. The demonstrators were protesting the death of George Floyd, who died after a former Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck and pinned him to the ground for nearly 9.5 minutes. The White House has dropped Trump-era executive orders that attempted to ban the popular apps TikTok and WeChat. The White House plans to conduct its own security review of the Chinese-based apps. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.